Hey, today in the Shiur in the Daf Yomi, I'd just like to read a small piece of Gemara here on Daf Tzadik Vov and discuss a little bit. There are a lot of difficulties in the Gemara. Let's discuss some of the difficulties, which have ramifications for many other sugyas. We could get some idea of the sugya of Simonim, which appears many times in Shas for different things. And here there are certain things, certain important points about the sugya of Simonim, which might not be in the places where Simonim are discussed more at length. And we're not going to take the general format of the Shir, which generally try to bring many outside sources and try to explain a little bit about the general Indian. Here we're just going to try to read the Gemara inside with the Rash and the Tosfos, and we'll bring up some of the difficulties that from that we can learn a lot about the Sugya of Simon. The Sugya starts in Tadakayim Rebeis, and the three stories in the Gemara of of Amoraim who lost things and they found them and they wanted to know if they were mutter. One of the things was that someone lost tcheles, and tcheles, if it can be confused with another dye, other indigo dye, which looks like tcheles, and he found something, he lost the tcheles. And he came to the Dayan, and he asked him, I lost my tchelos and I found it. I don't know if it's the same tchelos. Maybe this is not actually tchelos. It's not kosher for the tzitzis. Maybe it's actually this kloilon, the indigo dye, and it's part of the tzitzis. So Rafuna asked him, do you have a simen? So he said, no, I don't have a simen. So he said, but do you have tfiris ayin? Tfiris ayin generally was translated to recognize it. In other words, you can't exactly put your finger on any discerning mark. A siman is a discerning mark. A siman is a discerning mark, what the Gemara says, by a get, a siman is neker of hoya betat ois poni. A get, we want to know if it's a person wants to get, he wants to know if it's the same get or not. He says there's a little hole on next to it. Right? Or siman, the Gemara and El Matthias, on different things, talk about simonim which are simonim of hakim, that it's very rare that things should be exactly the same, or simonim which are less mufak, like how many there were, or how they were arranged, different types of simonim. So he asked him if he had a simonim, he didn't have a discerning mark. But he said, Tfiyasan, do you recognize it? So he said, yes, I recognize it. So he says, if so, you could take it. So now, so after three cases like this, the Gemara says like this. I thought that a simon was better than tfiyas ayin. In other words, seemingly what the idea is, we're looking for positive identification. What is more positive identification? It's positive identification having some type of discerning mark, and we know, look, we check it, I had a scratch, I had a watch, and there was a scratch under the 10, and I know when I found my watch and I see it has that exact scratch under the 10, that's a discerning mark. Even though by looking at it, I can't say really it's mine, but I find that mark. That's a simon. So is that more positive identification? Or it's tfiyas ayin. Tfiyas ayin is the general look. I look at it and I say, I know, I just know this is my watch. It just, the person gets used to his thing, and he knows what it is, and he has a feel for it. So although he can't exactly put his finger on any discerning mark why this watch is different than another one, but he recognizes it and he says that it's this. So the question is, what's more positive identification? Is simon more positive identification, or tfiyas ayin more positive identification? So he said, I thought that simon must be more positive identification. Why? Halacha is that if someone loses something and someone else finds it. So it says, the person who finds it can't just give it back to anybody because he might be giving it to the wrong person. He has a responsibility to the true owner to return it to the true owner. So the Torah tells him, Adresh Achicho, and the Gemara, Lamandam Simonim, the writer says, Adresh to Simonim. You have to find You have to find who it is. Who's going to be the true owner? The person who can come up with a simon, he can tell you with a certain mark, he can say, look, I know it had a hole, or I know it had a scratch, or I know where it was laying, or I know how many there were, and that's a simon. Well, that's the man number of Simon de Raisa. The man number of Simon de Rabonim say that really it's not a positive identification minat Torah, but still, we in general, people are interested that they should be able to get lost articles back. So the Chacham was talking something that everyone would be happy with. And everyone's happy with such a thing that they know that if they lose something and they can give a simon, that they'll get it back. So, what happens if a person says, listen, I don't have any simon, but I know it's mine. So we give it back. We don't. That's called tzvi'as. So it says, so it seems that simon must be more positive identification than tzvi'as, because simon we give the aveda back, and with simon we give the aveda back, and tzvi'as we don't give the aveda back. Now, Rashi here, as I says, the madvina avedasa, l'chol adam b'simonim, v'loy madvina avedasa b'tzvi'as eino, el mitzurim rabbanim be'el mitzvi'as. So the Rashi says that the tzvi'as ayin that we're talking about is absolute identification. A person who says clearly, I know this is mine, even though I recognize that it's mine 100%. Although he has no proof, but he says that he recognizes it too. Now, Rashi points out that the Gemara says that to a Talmud Chochem, we give things back with tzvi'as ayin. And she just says, and seemingly it seems clear from many Gemaras that we don't say that the Talmud Chacham has a sharper sight than somebody else or recognizes things better than someone else. However, the Talmud Chacham is not chashud. In other words, we trust the Talmud Chacham. That means, as far as identification, three signs of fine identification. However, but we can't trust him. Maybe he's lying. The person will come along. He likes this thing that I found. He hears that I announced that I found something. He'll come by and say, hey, that's mine. Well, how can we give it back to him? There's a bit of avdei shachicha. You have to be sure he's telling the truth. Some kind of chacham who we don't suspect him for lying. We give him back the true sign. But the person who's not a common chacham, we suspect that maybe because he saw this and he liked it, therefore we'll give it back. We won't give it back with tzvi'as ayin. So if this is the understanding between the difference between tzvi'as ayin and simon, it's very difficult to understand this gemara. In other words, this gemara is not talking about giving something back. The question is only the identification. There's no question on this chayes. Maybe it belonged to someone else. That was the question. That was our problem. The problem was it switched? Is it still mine? Is it private identification? The same thing was with meat. The question was it the kosher meat that he lost, or chicken that he didn't lose? The whole question was identification. It wasn't a question of a monetary question of can we give it back to him because maybe he's a thief. So therefore, as far as that, we never saw anything in the Gemara of Matzia to tell me that tzvi'as ayin was less of a positive identification than simonim. Adrabba, tzvi'as ayin could have been at least as good as simonim, if not better. However, the reason we give back with simonim and we don't give back with tzvi'as ayin is because there's something else with simonim besides identification. There's a test. The fact that the person was able to come up with a simon is a test of his ownership. We're finding out if he's the true owner. From the fact that he gave the simon, I deduce that he was the owner. That tzvi'as ayin never has, because tzvi'as ayin, I'm trusting him to say that it's his. So therefore, Rashi seems to be very difficult. If we're talking about tzvi'as ayin, which the Gemara of Mitzvah speaks about, then we never say, why did Rabbi say, once upon a time I thought that Simonim was stronger than tzvi'as ayin. I didn't see that Simonim was a stronger identification of tzvi'as ayin. I just thought that Simonim was a stronger proof than tzvi'as ayin. So because of this question, Tosfos was a different shot in the Gemara. And Tosfos says that v'lo magidim b'tzvi'as ayin, ask Tosfos, Taima, the shiny hotsam, the chasdinam lay, the mumashakir, she'enu shaloi, the l'tzumar abon, magidim b'tzvi'as ayin. Exactly this point that we brought up. We have no raya from the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara in Bav Metzia was talking about, was the reason why we didn't give it back is because we didn't trust him. But if we trust him, Tzvi Sain is definitely as good or better than Simonim. So Taisa says, V'yashlema, the Hachamari, the Tzvi Sain Kolduhu. We're not talking about someone who positively identifies it his. He says, I guess something like, oh, it looks like it's mine, or it seems like it's mine. You can't say positively that it's his. If you can't say positively that it's his, still that's called, Tzvi Sain Kolduhu, some sort of Tzvi Sain. And there was a question that should be less than a sinner. And then the Gemara comes out and says that no, now I see that Tzvi Yisayin, even such a Tzvi Yisayin, a weak Tzvi Yisayin, is stronger than a Simen. Because with Simen, is stronger than a Simen, because we'll see that Simen might not help for the things that we bring later in the Gemara, but Tzvi Yisayin does help. Answers the question that we had on Rashi. However, the problem is that now we're going to have difficulty with the rest of the Gemara, because the Gemara says as follows. After I heard these didn't that we said positive identification based only on Tzvi Yisayin, Amina Tzvi Yisayin Adifa. I must say that Tzvi Yisayin is Adifa. Why? The Eloi Tein Nohochi, because if I won't say Tzvi Yisayin is stronger than a Simen, hey, Chsumo Mutter B'Ishtoi, Uvnei Odom Ech Mutom B'Dishasem B'Vayra. How will, is a blind person ever Mutter to be with his wife? How does he know if it's wife? His wife. Maybe another woman came in instead of his wife. Or, Uvnei Odom Ech Mutom B'Dishasem B'Vayra. They can't pick them up. They can't pick up the sight. They don't see them at night. It's dark, in a dark place. So how do they know it can make a positive identification that it's actually their wife and not another woman? Ella, but it's Ella, the caller. It's because they recognize their voices. So we see the recognition is as good, it's better than a sinner, or at least as good as a sinner. So therefore, we see a proof that it must be that Tzvi Yisayin is great. Now here, Tosfos, we have a difficulty. Because obviously, the Tzvi Yisayin, the Kola, which we're speaking about, is a positive identification. The person says absolutely true. He doesn't say that, I think it might be my wife, or it seems like it might be my wife. Tzvi Yisayin, the Kola, is a positive identification. We even computers can pick up the voice and say positively, this is the person. So he hears the voice, and he knows clearly that it's his wife. So we're not talking about this Tzvi Yisayin, which is some sort of recognition. Rather, we're talking about an absolute recognition. So if so, we've moved away from the point. In other words, if the point was we're trying to prove that some sort of Tzvi Yisayin is stronger than a Simen, we've only proved that this stronger, heavy-duty Tzvi Yisayin is stronger than a Simen. And the same thing as the Gemara goes on further. Omer of Yitzchak B'Radio of Meshashia Teda, I'll bring you a raya that Tzvi Yisayin is greater. The Iru Osi, Bei Trey, V'Amri, Planya, the High Simona, V'High Simona, Kopal Nafsho, Reka Primalei. Let's say, the two Adam will come and they say, we saw a murder. We saw a murder? Who's the murderer? I don't know him. I never saw him before. Except I know that he had a very vicious under his left eye, 3 inches long, with 7 stitch marks, which was a very, very rare simon. And like the Rishonim say in Yevamos, when we talk about simonim, if a woman's husband died and he wasn't identified, we don't know. And we found the dead person, and we want to identify him. The people, he died in a faraway place. People didn't recognize him, but they gave a simon. So there's different simonim there also, whether we rely on them. But a simon muvik b'yoseh, we rely on definitely. And what the Rishonim say, what's a simon muvik b'yoseh? Like a hole that goes straight through a tooth from one side to another. And the determination is that it's something which is even not 1 in 1,000. That means less than 1/10% that we're having 2 people with the same simon. So even for a similar simon, if someone will come and say, listen, I didn't love a murderer, but he had this scar under his eye, and we'll find a person with a scar under his eye, Al-Piri, we will not identify the murderer according to this and give him Misa. In other words, if the Adam cannot absolutely positively say that this is the murderer, then they will not kill him. But the Iyu Amri, Islam, Tviyat Eina Begaze, Kafunle. In other words, we recognize him. In other words, well, that's, in general, we're talking about recognition. In other words, when in any type of Eidus which relates to a person, so the two Eidim say that Reuven was Mekadosh Leah. Well, how do you know it was Reuven? What do you mean, it was Reuven? I saw him. I know him. I know his face. I grew up with him. So what is that? It's not a simon. He didn't give any identifying mark. He recognized him. And recognition is considered absolute proof. So therefore we see that Tzvius Ayin is stronger than a simon, because a simon is only it's not absolute identification. It's a raya. It's something which seems to prove, that seems to lend itself to say that this is the same thing as the thing we have before us. Except that's not acceptable for Ayin Nefoshes, and Tzvius Ayin is acceptable for Ayin Nefoshes. So now, here once again, obviously, we're not talking about this Tzvius Ayin that Tosha was talking about, that slight recognition. Here we're talking about Tzvius Ayin, which was absolute identification. And like Tosha himself points out, Tzvius Ayin was absolute identification, was never a question. If the Tanoim would have absolutely identified the Ramayim with their meat or their chel, if they would have brought home, they wouldn't have come to Bezdin. The question is, something which is not absolute identification. So where again does the Gemara bring the raya from this Tzvius Ayin, the Tzvius Ayin which the person says clearly, I know it is, and for that we don't need any simonim or any rayas, to the Tzvius Ayin which according to Tosfos we're talking about, which is just some slight recognition. And then the Gemara says even a more amazing case. Amar Rav Ashi, tell you, I'll bring you a raya. Not from Halacha. He doesn't do a riot from Halacha. He brings a riot from the Messias. What happens? I'll bring, as if it needs no proof. Well, he brings a proof from something which from everyday life. And he says, the evil armament initially sluche, kaye, leplanye, the high simon of the high simon, sophagyalle. And this we know from many times from our everyday life. If someone has to meet someone in an airport, he never met him before, and we say that he'll have a carnation in his boutonniere, or we'll say that he'll be wearing a bent down hat and a bow tie, and so many times we have the case of mistaken identity. So many times, same thing true on many blind dates. When people come up and find out people, we say, well, the man will be wearing a blue suit, and all of a sudden we go over to someone else with a blue suit or a green shirt. So we know that the simonim are not absolute. But if he said the evil is like Tzvius Ayin, but the very kichas the way Edwa. And if he has Tzvius Ayin, he'll know. So this is shocking. We're not even bringing a raya that it has more halachic significance. We're bringing a raya from the Matthias. As if someone needed to tell you that if you recognize something, you recognize it, which is better than having marks. Obviously, people recognize that, we know that people recognize people all the time. When someone goes in the street and he sees his friend and he says, Shalom Aleichem Yossel, he doesn't look whether Yossel still has that mole under his eye that he always has. But if he sees someone with a mole under his eyes and he doesn't see his friend, he's not going to say, Shalom Aleichem Yossel, just on the sermon. So that's something which is, the question over here was the halachic significance of simonim against Tzvius Ayin. Not the question whether a person actually recognizes something or not. But even the more so, once again, it's very difficult according to Tyson's chat. The Tyson says that the Tzvius Ayin we're trying to prove is a Tzvius Ayin which wasn't absolute recognition. But it wasn't absolute recognition. Rather, it was some type of feeling or recognition which the person wasn't positively identifying. And how can we then bring a rise? These two things are related in name alone. This Tzvius Ayin with the other Tzvius Ayin. because this Tfilis Ayin is absolute recognition, and the other Tfilis Ayin is not absolute recognition. And the next Tfilis also discusses other dinim of what level proof simanim is. There's a Gemara in Suvis which discusses where if somebody died and he left over things in his estate and the children didn't know what he actually had in his estate or didn't have in his estate, and somebody came along and said, you know, I actually lent him something, it's really mine, and this is the simon. So the question there, the Gemara is, if that's enough. In other words, the children don't know for sure. They don't know for sure whether it belonged to their father. But they found this father's house. They're a Muxer. And someone comes along and says that they know they lent it to him. And this is the simon. So the Gemara says, in that case, there were two, we gave it to the person, but for two reasons. The Gemara says, first of all, the nifter was called Rav Miyasha. Yadiyah Be'er Rav Miyasha B'loy Omer. We knew that Rav Miyasha wasn't rich. In other words, this was a luxury item, something was very expensive, and Rav Miyasha was not known to be a rich man. So that's number one. Number two is Hayav Simona. And Rav of the Rishonim, the Rishonim Rishonim Rechot, where the Rishonim and the Pesim, the Shach and the Sivis, I come out with Halacha, that we need both of, if they're not two separate reasons, we need both the reasons for themselves. In other words, Simonim itself, as a Raya, to be Mertimonim, if someone's going to come and say, listen, that thing is mine. He says, no, it's mine. He says, I know it's mine, I'll tell you, I have a Simon in it. That's not enough to take out the moment. But here, since we had another factor, Roy Amit, in other words, we're starting out with the assumption that it's... He started out with the assumption that it's not actually his. Then, once we come to the assumption it's not actually his, and if he's not a muxik, then we can come and say that we'll give it to the other person to simonim. But clearly, if a person comes with a simon alone, it's not enough to be not simonim. So now, the question is why? If simon is a positive identification, what's the problem with simonim that we should not give that to the person who has the simonim more than somebody else? So in order to understand our Gemara and in general a little bit the Indian of simonim versus Tzvi's Ayin, we have to slightly delve into the Rishonim in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which we mentioned before in passing. The Gemara has a question there, if Simonim is Daraisa or Drabona. Question is, when we have Matir, somebody found a lost object, and he has a responsibility to give it back to the proper owner. So the question is, if a person comes along with a Simon, is he believed that it's his? So according to Mandema Simonim is Daraisa, there are three possible reasons given the Rishonim. We'll use them one by one, and in conjunction, we'll see in different cases, what could possibly be the problem. In other words, here, there are certain cases where we have an absolute simon. An absolute simon, everyone holds the right. Think the best simon we think of in a practical case is if somebody lost the key. So now, an average simon is the key was green, or the key had seven teeth in it, or the key had a hole in the back. But there's an absolute simon. That is, I have the lock that it fits to. That's the only one. Every key only fits to one lock. That's an absolute simon. That's called simon mubitbiyosim. But in the general simonim, now there's a question of what could possibly be the problem with the simon. So we try to think of three possible problems that there could be with the simon. One of them is doma isramilei. In other words, this person is actually telling the truth. He's an honest person. It just happens to be that he lost something which has the exact same simon. He has something which has the exact same simon. So now, obviously, this is possible only by simon which is not a simon mufik. Like, Simon Lubitz, the chances of two people having a key that will open the same lock are very, very slim. However, this is possible by Simon, an average Simon, a Simon Benini. A Simon Benini, or different Simonimus to Gabor say, which establishing marks. Now, there definitely are more than one of such objects. There definitely could be in the world two objects like this. However, we'll put that because the fact is that not only did there have to be two, but also another person had to lose one, and the one that this person thought had to be another one. So therefore, it's a weakness in the filament. Dilma is Ramulay. The person's telling the absolute truth. However, maybe it was by accident, it happened to be there's someone else. That's one. The other one is Dilma Chazilay. What's Dilma Chazilay? This person is actually a thief. How is he getting it? He spied it by his friend. In other words, before the person lost it, he was once in his house, and he snooped around, or he once borrowed this object from his friend, and he looked at it, and then he gave it back. And now, he knows, like, we know this very much, our classic case of Dilma Chazilay is credit card numbers. Right, the person has a credit card number, and you know to buy out, and there is no credit card, and it's a secret code, or a password. All these passwords would seemingly to guess it, or the two people should have the same. If we have an 8-digit password, the chances are minuscule that two people should just chance upon the same password. But it's possible that someone hacked into your computer and found out your password. Or someone looked over your shoulder when you were a bank, when you punched in the password. So the chance that Dilma Chazilay, that is possible only when we're worried about Ramai. In other words, if there's no question that maybe the person's a thief, the marshal if he's a tour of the Rabbanon, or where it's a question of Isurim, it's not a question of a thief like the marshal, the question of Mate Baro, the question if the husband died or not. So there's no question of Isram, of Dilma Chazilay. No one's giving the simon by having seen it. However, when it comes to giving back a material, there's a question may be sought. So for that problem, obviously, we're not saying that the simon is not positive identification. Adarazza, it is positive identification. It's absolute identification. It's just not an identification that it belongs to this person. Maybe, even though he gave the simon, it means, in general, what's the idea of the simon? What's the idea of the simon? The idea of the simon is, we have a variable, that means a lost chafetz, we don't know what it is. And we have another chafetz, we have another thing that was in this person's mind, it was once in his house. The question is, are these the same? Are they the same? One the same? Are they different? In other words, is this article, which is now by the finder, actually the same article that was by the loser? So therefore, we're trying to try and identify it. If they had a homing device, we would know that it's the same one. Now the question is it the same one? So as far as Dilma is Ramulay, if there's a chance, then maybe there's another one the same simon. So we cannot possibly identify that this is the chafetz that was lost. If the question is Dilma Chazilay, Yad Chavrei, maybe the person saw it, that means that we are making an absolute. We are saying absolutely that this is the chafetz lost. The only question is maybe it doesn't belong to the person who found it. So now, the person who's claiming it. So obviously, this problem, as far as our Gemara about the Tcheles or the Bosser, that's not the question. The question over there, the Simonim, is not a question of can you claim something with Simonim. The problem over there is. It's only a question when it comes to giving back a material. Now the third possibility, which the Gemara says, is Ketuba Baruba. Right? Maybe a person came along and guessed. He guessed the simon. Right? The person said, you know, I found a watch, so someone will come up, yeah, they had a scratch under the tent. Why not? There's nothing to lose. Had a scratch under the tent, I'll get it. Because there's a scratch under the tent, he won't get it. So now, again, so this is also a question, this has both problems. It's a question of positive identification, and it's also a question of of the person telling the truth. However, it's true that there's no question of such a siman when I know what the siman is, and just the question is this the same one? In other words, when I have a person who got lost, who had a mole on his forehead, and now I find a dead person has a mole on his forehead. So there's no problem of Dumi Chazile, maybe he saw it. There's no problem of Suma Baruva, nobody guessed it. I know that the person had it. The only question is Dumi Ashrami. Is it possible that the same sin was found by both? So in the rare two cases of the rare two reasons, one is Dumi Chazile, maybe he saw it, or one is Kasum Baruma, both of them have to do with somebody claiming the sinning, with having to do with the problem of it bringing a riot for somebody claiming. While Doma Israeli, in other words, maybe they're two of the same, that's the question of the positive identification. Now, Lachura, our Gemara, when we're talking about Simon, a Simon vis-a-vis Tzvi's Ayin, as far as identical questions, but not giving it back. So the only problem we could be dealing with is the question of Doma Israeli. In other words, is this positive identification or is it not positive identification? So now, the question is, what's going to be more positive identification? A simon, which maybe there's another one which has the same simon, or a tzvias ayin, or recognize. So now, the question over here, like we said before, the Gemara brings a raya, according to Rashi, the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that we don't give the simon back to a person with tzvias ayin without only to tzuvim avon. Now it seems from that it's less of a positive identification. And the Tosfos asked, it's not a question of positive identification, because if it was a question of positive identification, then we wouldn't give back to tzuvim avon either. However, there is something to be learned about the difference between tzvias ayin and the difference of and simonim from the fact that we do give back to tzuvim rabbanon and we don't give back to any person. And this also can explain places. There's something that we can understand about tzvias ayin, which relates both to the absolute tzvias ayin and to the tzvias ayin which is not absolute, which a person thinks he might, it seems to be something like it. And there is as follows. The reason why Rava said, Rimesha Avamina Simona Odef Mitzvias Eina, but Majina Venesas Besimin, Beloy Majina Mitzvias Eina, even though Rava also knew that when you send somebody to the shuk for looking for somebody, it's better off if he recognizes him than if he just has a simon. So why did he think that Simon was always with Tzvias Ayin? So obviously this was not a question of which will identify it more positively. In other words, how are you going to be sure 100% what it is? The question was a halachic question. The way we deal with Simonim or Tzvias Ayin are different. Simon is something which is absolute. It deals with the chayfet itself. In other words, it's something which we have an identification which is in the article. It doesn't need a person whatsoever. In general, when we have to put a person into the equation, so although he might be Yemen, in other words, we don't think that he's lying, still there's a question which goes into the question of Nemonis. In different cases, just like we say that Alpish 9, Adam, Yochum, Dover, when we only do things in the Torah through two Adam, and not through one Aid, even if the Aid was definitely not lying, even if it was Moshe of Aaron, right, he's not Neman, and Adam is not Neman, even though it's not only a question of maybe he's lying, but it's not an absolute. When it comes to a person, we need a certain we need a certain level of nemonis, of believing him, and in cases of mammon, and in cases of arise, we need two eidim. In other cases, we need eid echad kosher, we need a kosher eid. In other cases, we might need a special nem on this. Like we say, Yakir, a father is nem on to say that his son is Bechor, or nem on his Chaya, the midwife is nem on to say who came first, who came out first, or different cases where the Sholosh is nem on, the different, a person who would trust, a trustee is nem on, all these types of nem on this. But there, the question is still a question of nemonis. Something which has to rely on a person. Whereas, simonin is something which doesn't rely on the person at all, because the person is not coming to say, the person is an entity over here. He's just offering up the simon that the other question has, and we ourselves now, for something like Anan Sadi, we ourselves can deduce that that the chavis in question is the chavis in front of us by the simon. So therefore, although Tzvi's Ayin may or may not have been a more positive identification, however, it does, although we might recognize things better with Tzvi's Ayin, but the question is, there's a question of halacha distinction, which we have to determine 100%, is this the chepetz or not. There might be something better halachically about a simon where we don't have to come on to any nemonis for a person. We're saying, look, he's not saying, I don't know anything if this is my chepetz or this is that chepetz. Well, I'll give you a piece of information. The piece of information is that there was a chepetz which had this and this simon. And now anybody can come along and say, well, chepetz with this and this simon, well, this is it. So therefore, a simonim, by being absolute, although there might not be any reason why we don't believe, we think the person's lying. However, even if we don't think the person's lying, Tzvi's Ayin has to rely, it's something which is subjective, it has to rely on the person. Therefore, although, so we see the question evolves is that from the fact that we see that we give back the Tzvi's Ayin only to Talmud Chacham, what's the pshat? There is clearly shows us that there's a believing issue involved. So therefore, when we talk about the issue, that's what Rashi's saying. Since we're only giving to Talmud Chacham, so therefore, what's the chisaron is? The chisaron is it's not something which is absolute, which can detach stuff from a person. And therefore, I thought that simonim has a ma'ala, even though it might not be as absolute proof, but since it's detached from having to use the ma'ala for a person, I might think it's better. And for that, it wouldn't make a difference whether Tzvi's Ayin was absolute or Tzvi's Ayin was not absolute. The question over here is the problem of Tzvi's Ayin is not on how great the identification is. The question is over the fact that the identification has to rely on a person. So therefore, the Gemara brings lies, even according to Tosfos, which we asked, that the Gemara is talking about Tzvi's Ayin, which was a weak raya, and bring a raya from the Tzvi's Ayin, which was an absolute. The raya that was going to bring it is, don't come and tell me that Tzvi's Ayin. Don't come and tell me that Tzvi's Ayin is not good because we have to rely on a person and it's subjective and we have to come on to the monies and it's totally in the person's ways, does he know or not? We see that we do rely on it. Once we see that we rely on Tzvi's Ayin, even though it's not something absolute, like a simon, therefore we could say, well, it's possible that even a Tzvi's Ayin, which isn't so absolute, we can also rely on it because we're not bothered by the fact that it's subjective and we're not bothered by the fact that it needs no monies.